This is Upgrade Mommies, the podcast for moms who have lost their way. You've given so much energy to raising your littles that you woke up one morning not having a clue who you are anymore. Your hobbies, your passions, your interests, your goals, all but forgotten. You feel lost, as I did. This podcast is your map back to happiness and fulfillment, your roadmap to upgrade. This is Upgrade Mommies. Like me and your significant other goes away for work, not a lot, but enough. It just makes you feel lost in a way. This week on Upgrade Mommies, I am going to be talking about how I deal with my stress and loneliness, I guess, from my husband being gone out of town for work or social events or anything like that. I am your host, Jordan Brome, and this is Upgrade Mommies. So let's get started. My husband leaves for work quite often and goes to speak or social events for work, just going and having fun being social. I, a lot of the time, am home with the kids. Sometimes we can make it work where I'm with him or we bring the kids along, but that's not very often. And I'm okay with that because I know that he needs to be doing that on his own as well. And honestly, it is good for me and the kids too, because yes, the kids and I are together constantly, but it also gives us the opportunity to get closer with one another because I am forced to figure out different and more creative things to do with them. So it's can be very challenging, but for the most part, it is very fun. However, when my husband is gone, I do go through a period of loneliness and feeling almost a little bit depressed and just down when he's gone. I usually pull out of it after the first day, and I try not to be stuck in that mode very often because I know that it plays a role on my kids as well. Because anything that you're going through, any feelings, anything like that, they pick up on that so much more than anybody else can. Especially when you're around them as much as I am, they can just tell when something's up. I have learned to turn my uncomfortable, almost lonely feelings into being okay with it because now I can take that time to learn more about myself and figuring out be alone. I feel like I'm working so much on myself with trying to not be so dependent on my husband. It's good to a point because your partner, they want to feel needed. So it's good that you are dependent on them, but not all the time. They also need that feeling of like you can handle your shit when they're not there. At least mine, anyways. He doesn't voice that, but that's the vibe I get from him. So when he is gone, I like to take the kids to go do fun things, but then keeping up on my chores around the house and stuff kind of keeps my headspace a little more clear and away from the negative stuff that I would normally think like, oh, I just want to binge eat and just feel sorry for myself and have a pity party on the couch. Yes, I do that sometimes when my husband's gone, but I am working very hard trying to flip that around. So I'm working on that. A lot of us, I feel like, are very uncomfortable with being alone because we have to sit with ourselves in a very uncomfortable space. If you're anything like me and you're working through things, your mind will start pulling up things that you're not comfortable with, where in your life you need to work on within yourself. I feel like when my husband's gone, it's my thoughts are more quiet and I'm not so concentrated on is every single person in my house happy like I constantly am. So I do. I take on the role of caregiver, which I mean, I'm a mom. That's normal, right? So I put everyone first before me. I try not to do that very often just because I have learned that self-care is very important as well. So I make it a point to put myself first a lot of the time because I am well aware that if you're happy, you're going to be a much better partner, mom, whatever you want to call it. If you continuously put yourself on the back burner, you're going to be more depressed, more sad, more anxious, all of the things. No one wants that. You're going to be a lot harder to live with when you're depressed and sad and pissed off and upset all the time. But if you're able to do things that you enjoy, take me for instance, going to sound baths, going to girls' nights out, going to go meditate somewhere, or go on a drive, as simple as that, by yourself. If you're able to do more of those things collectively, weekly, you guys, weekly, at least one thing a week or more. I try to do more than that, but start with one thing a week. If it's too complex for you to figure out a time in your busy schedule to make time for yourself, then start out with once a week. Make it a priority, because in the space of making yourself happy, you become closer to yourself, which is very important for being a better mom, a better partner. Going back to taking the time to also make sure that the house is clean and the chores are done before your partner gets home, I like to do that personally because then he comes home to a clean house and he's not completely stressed out when he comes home because it's a mess. Because let's be honest, being a stay-at-home mom, it's pretty hard to stay up on the household chores if you guys are home. And that's another reason why I try to get the kids out of the house when he's not home, because then I have less to clean up later. Which can be tough, especially on hot days or super cold wintry days. Just get creative with it. We have been receiving a subscription box for like science-y kits. Those have been really fun and they keep things interesting and keep the kids engaged more and away from the screens, because if your kids are anything like mine, they tend to get really cranky and can get very anxious without screens, and that's not okay. I am definitely working on cutting down screen time for my kids, because every time I do, they're creating a better relationship with each other as well and themselves. And that's very important. Back on topic, figuring out a way to occupy your time while your spouse is out of town and also making yourself and your kids happy. Holding down the fort is so important while they're gone, not only for your sanity, but theirs as well. Because while they're gone, then they're not worrying about whether you are happy or healthy or any of the things. They just know that you've got all this shit handled. And the number one thing, don't be the naggy wife or spouse or partner and bug them constantly when they're out of town. Especially if you know they're with business partners or friends, just don't bug them. Let them do their thing, give them their space, and they will do the same for you. Hopefully. One of my favorite things to do when my husband gets home is I like to schedule either a massage or facial or just go take some time for myself when he gets home. It fills my cup back up, and that is very important so that you can start fresh and start over. Luckily, my husband doesn't leave town a ton, so I don't have to plan things all the time, because I like to go off of what my kids want to do as well. My whole day doesn't revolve around them, but I do try to be a good mom and take them out and let them do what they want to do and do some fun things. And it helps them be closer with me as well. So that's good, because the older they get, which happens fast with my kids anyways, they want to spend less time with me, which is okay. It's just hard to let them go. Going back in time and looking at videos and pictures of when they were little, and you just kind of miss that. But then at the same time, it helps me feel grateful for where they're at now and helps me realize that I really am doing a great job. Because more often than not, I worry if I am being the best mom I can be. So that helps. Bottom line, staying positive while your partner is away is one of the most important things that you could do. And just making sure that they're making the most of their time out there as well and not bothering them so much. I used to bug the crap out of my husband when he would leave. I would want to know everything that he was doing, and yes, call me crazy, I know. I just felt really left out and didn't like that. Now that I've grown and come very far from that, I am okay with him just doing his thing and filling me in at the end of the night if he feels like it. I just let him do his thing. So it's very important. Learning to be a strong, independent woman is difficult at times, but very rewarding as well, because a lot of the time it works out. You're able to do more things than you think you can. We are stronger than we give ourselves credit for, you guys. Just know that. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Please go subscribe and like. Also share. And I will see you guys next week.